You're listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Okay, welcome back to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey. Thank you for staying tuned. We have got another special guest on the show right now. We are going to talk to Kenny Haven, who is working for Par Lumber Company and was an active soldier only just recently. Kenny, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Are doing great. As you know, without a doubt, it's Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day Monday is a very very special time to reflect, especially for somebody like you. So, I guess my first question for you is: tell me about the decision that you made to join the military, right? And tell me how you came to the decision to go for it, and if you feel now that that was the right decision. So, tell me about your how you started that up.
All right. Well, first off, I was working for a computer manufacturer as a subcontractor. I kept getting laid off. And then after Afghanistan had happened, I kind of started looking into maybe joining the military. And then once the Iraq war started, I became more interested. And then I started talking to recruiters. And then a little less than a month after the Iraq war started, I ended up signing and enlisting.
Wow. So it's safe to say from that answer to that question that you had a pretty good idea that you were going to be prepared to go overseas when you enlisted. Is that true?
Definitely. When I first joined, I joined with the reserves, and the reserve unit I was attached to was already in country. They were with the initial surge and the push into Iraq. And so when I joined, I knew that I was joining with a company that was probably going to deploy again, and I was kind of looking forward to it, doing the job that I trained to do.
It's the thing about that is that it's amazing, right? It takes all kinds of people to make up the world, right? And obviously, there are a lot of people who cannot see themselves in the military doing all of the things that are required of a soldier, right? And yet you are the type of person who was motivated and excited to go and be a part of what was going on over there. So tell me a little bit about what was going on inside your mind when you were making that major life-changing decision. Here's the thing. When we experienced what happened on September 11th, right? 9/11. When we experienced that, I was a volunteer firefighter. And I know that as a volunteer firefighter, when that happened, I felt called. I felt like I need to get on a plane and go over there right now and volunteer my time. Now, I didn't, right? That was New York. I was here. I had little ones. And so it didn't work out for me. But I felt called. So would you describe the feelings that you had at that time when you made that decision? Would you describe them as feeling called to go over there and do that?
Yes, and no. One of the reasons why I also did it was because, I knew that the Iraq war had started. We were also in Afghanistan, and I didn't want them to start the draft because people in my family had been drafted. And, I felt if one person volunteered to go, it was one person less likely that would end up having to be drafted if they ever did have to start the draft again. And my personal feelings were, I didn't want a bunch of people over there that didn't want to be there, because that's when some bad things happen.
Wow, that's very honorable.
That is very honorable. That's a lot of forethought, and that's amazing. It's very honorable. So tell me, how much time did you? So you went. Where did you go? You went to Iraq. And during the time that you were there, how do you describe what was going on over there? I mean, You went over there and they briefed you probably and told you what was going on. And just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, before you go to a MOB station and you go through a lot of training and they try to brief you on the culture and stuff like that. But you're really not fully prepared until you get there and actually experience it. You know, you could sit through classes and they can tell you until they're blue in the face, but until you're actually there, that's when things really start to hit you. Iraq itself, well, when we got to Kuwait, and we were in Kuwait for about a week before we flew to Iraq, and it was obviously hot. I think it was 133 degrees when we were standing in line for chow when we were in Kuwait. Lots of sandstorms. The sandstorms kind of suck because it's really hot, and then it feels like you're right in front of a sandblaster.
Ugh.
And then and the culture there is really, it's a lot different. There's a lot of different types of religions. You know, you got the Sunnis, the Shiites, the Kurds. So there's a lot of different groups or cliques there. Iraq itself is a really neat place. You know, that's where ancient Mesopotamia was, and biblically, that's where the cradle of civilization started.
Interesting. Yeah, that is, I mean, I can imagine, I went to Korea when I was very young, when I was like 16, and spent some time in Korea and was able to experience a serious culture difference, right?
Yeah.
So I can appreciate the culture change that you saw over there, but I can't imagine what it was like during such a difficult time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of people have lost friends. Go over there. Active duty, right? Did you suffer any losses like that while you were over there?
Most of our losses were after we got back home. People taking their own lives. We had one guy that got in a confrontation with the police and was shot by the police. Stuff like that. While we were over there, we fortunately didn't lose anybody. We lost nobody died while we were there. It was more of people getting injured and getting sent home for medical reasons or psychological reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't actually suffer any losses while we were in country besides the medical type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a lot of the, you know, this thing we're doing today, we're talking about the Wounded Warrior Project that IWP donates to. It seems like some of those injuries aren't necessarily physical.
Yeah. Some of the deepest wounds are the ones you can't see, you know.
You mentioned to me, we'll hold off on that question. Let's move on. So how long were you over there? All said, how long were you in active duty overseas?
It was 13 months.
And that seemed like a lifetime?
Or did it go by
really quickly?
Portions went by real quick, other portions didn't. You know, when you got a lot of missions going on and you're outside the wire a lot, the time typically flies by a lot sooner. And then, you know, when things are kind of slow and you're stuck behind the wire, not getting out much. I mean, there's stuff to do on base, but, you know, I always found it that time went by a lot quicker when we were busy and we had a lot of missions going on.
Yeah. So you were over there for 13 months, and then it was time for you to come home. Were you ready to come home? Were you not ready to come home? Mixed emotions, maybe?
Mixed emotions. I wanted to extend my deployment. I just kind of wanted to stay there. I didn't really know what to expect when I came home. And I even volunteered to stay, but our battalion commander at the time wasn't allowing anybody to extend their stay there.
Wow, interesting. I can imagine. I mean, I don't know, but I can imagine that it would be difficult to have been disconnected from our society for so long, right? You said your goodbyes. You knew there was a chance that you might not come back. All of those things that weigh really, really heavy on your mind. And then now it's time to come back. And it seems like it would be very difficult to integrate back into your life, right? Which is now so much different than it was before.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you find that extremely difficult coming back?
Yeah, I personally feel that the war didn't really start until I got home. You know, Iraq was Iraq, and then, you know, once you get home, that's kind of when the war starts, with trying to deal with everything and reintegrate back into society and trying to figure out who you are, where your place is again.
Okay, Kenny, we have got to take a quick break. I want you to hold on to the phone if you could. Have you got another couple minutes?
Yeah.
Hold on to the phone if you could. We're going to come right back and we'll talk to you a little bit more before we let you go. I really appreciate you being on the phone. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors special Memorial Day show. Stay tuned.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Today we're talking about Memorial Day, and we've got a special guest on the phone. Kenny works at Par Lumber, and he is a war veteran. And Tony, you had some more questions for Kenny.
I do. Kenny, you still with us, buddy?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So we were talking, just before we went to the break, we were talking about the integration back into essentially your new life after you've spent over a year in active duty overseas, and then, you know, you leave all of that. I mean, here's what I liken that to, and tell me if I'm off base. When you're here at home, right, you've got a family, and you've got a job, and you've got a car, and you've got friends, and you've got schedules. Maybe you bowl or you play softball or whatever. And you have this whole routine of life where you drive to go here and your favorite place to eat and you know, a movie place close by that you like to go. You got all this stuff. That's your life, right? This circles your life. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're overseas around a whole bunch of people you've never met before, in a place where a whole bunch of really bad things are happening and people are scared and things are different and you're doing a job and everything that you knew that you had comfort in is gone. And then while you're there over the course of that year, right, you develop a new routine, a new life, a new place to go do things, a new place to get your personal time. All of those things, develop new relationships, and then when that time is done, 13 months later, it's like you're starting all over again, right?
Yeah, yeah. And when you come home, you feel kind of lost. You know, when you're over there and you're serving with other people, you build like a love for them, kind of like you love your child. If you know people out there who have children, the kind of love that you have for your children, it's a different love than you have for your wife or. And so you build love and respect with these people, and then, you know, at the end of the deployment, you don't get to see them every day again. And so, and it's kind of hard, you know, coming after you come back, you're so used to seeing everybody in uniform, and you know you can trust the people in uniform, and then you get back home and nobody's in uniform, and so you get anxiety from not seeing people in uniform. You don't know who to trust or what to trust.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about some wounded warriors, right? Some are physically wounded, some are mentally wounded. Did you suffer anything like that? Any sort of physical or mental setbacks?
Yeah, I've had some mental setbacks. I have mild degenerative joint disease in my knees from the body armor and stuff. It doesn't bother me too bad, but I definitely had some mental type issues with reintegrating back in and, you know, going to the VA, trying to get on the right medication. That's really tough because one thing and want you to try it, and then up your dose. And it takes a while for them to find the right medication to get people on, and to, you know, the one thing might work for one person but not for another. So it's difficult to find the right thing for yourself.
Right. Meanwhile, life's still going on. You're back here. You're trying to rebuild. You're dealing with, you know, physical and mental issues, and not that you've brought on yourself, right? I mean, that are a result of, you know, what you chose to do, and you don't regret that, right? You did that.
Not at all.
You made the choice. It was what you wanted to do, and there are side effects from that you can't you can't deal with on your own.
Yeah.
But it's complicated. Those things that you're dealing with are complicated by the life you're trying to rebuild now back here. So
yep.
Just really quickly, I want you to cover a couple things maybe. Tell me, if any, besides, of course, your mental and physical issues, what other types of sacrifices do you feel like you've made by making this commitment to your country?
Oh, well, obviously, you know, I've missed out on a lot of family birthdays and holidays and friends' birthdays and my own birthdays. I mean, I was in the reserves for 9 years, and I think out of that 9 years, I had three birthdays off for myself. So six of my birthdays out of that 9 years were taken in some degree for military training or what have you.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, and then besides the birthdays, when I was in Iraq, I got promoted to sergeant, and so after I came back home, I was a reconnaissance squad leader and, you know, trying to work a regular civilian job, and then on top of it, I still had reserve duties, and so, you know, after work, you had to try to make up a training schedule or, you know, call in with the commander and do phone conferences with all the key leaders in the company, and so... You know, after you get home, there's still a lot of extra time that, you know, you don't get paid for and that you have to sacrifice away from your family in order to keep the company going and to keep the mission going.
Yeah, I just think that this is the whole reason I wanted to have you on, Kenny. I wanted to have you on to give a front row perspective of what so many thousands of men and women sacrifice, the little things, birthdays, right? Six birthdays. I mean, we take for granted a group of our friends and a couple of dozen cupcakes and some laughs and some good times where everybody around you for a short period of time is just giving you some attention, thinking about you, talking about you. And you know what? You sacrifice that for 6 years. It seems like we take that for granted here, but when you don't have it, I'm betting that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and like when we were in Iraq, you know, we would try to celebrate each other's birthdays and stuff. But, you know, they sold little barbecues at the PX, so we'd buy a little barbecue. And you know, they had frozen packaged meat, so we would, you know, barbecue up some not-so-good steaks and, you know, try to make the best of it, drinking some near beer. And because over there you're not allowed to have alcoholic beverages, but you can drink near beer, so...
So it's kind of like you're drinking beer, but just not quite the same.
Exactly.
Hey, Kenny, let me ask you this. Now that it's, you know, we've talked about, you know, you coming back and those sorts of things. Do you feel like people here, people home, do enough for our veterans?
Yes and no. I think there's some areas that can be improved upon.
Like what? Give us some examples of something that our listeners can do every day in their lives, something little that they could just do to help our war veterans.
Well, it's not so much. It's more like I watched a documentary and it had to do with people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and having run-ins with the law and stuff like that. And there's some places that have veterans courts and stuff like that, which is great, but I think that the law enforcement and stuff need to be trained better on how to deal with veterans and that type of stuff.
So an awareness, really, an awareness.
Yeah.
Of what is really happening with the men and women that are coming back from over there. I mean, that's a big deal right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kenny, thank you so much for being on the radio. We really appreciate it. I can't tell you how awesome it is to get some insight. And Corey and I personally, on behalf of the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show and our families, want to thank you for the time that you served. And I hope you have an amazingly great weekend and a wonderful Memorial Day. Thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you, you guys. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you later.
All right, Kenny. Take care, buddy.
You too.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Stay tuned.